water heater venting, atmospheric, power vent, and direct vent. The three ways a gas water heater gets rid of flue gas: natural draft, atmospheric, fan-assisted power vent, and sealed combustion direct vent. How each drafts and gets combustion air, and the backdraft and common venting problems that make this a safety topic. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. A gas water heater burns fuel and has to get the flue gas, including carbon monoxide, safely out of the building. How it does that defines the appliance category and dictates the vent material, where it can be installed, and where it gets combustion air. The three you'll see are atmospheric natural draft, power vent fan assisted, and direct vent sealed combustion. Getting the venting wrong is a carbon monoxide hazard, so this is one place close enough doesn't fly. How it works. Atmospheric slash natural draft. The classic tank with a draft hood on top venting into a metal B vent that rises through the building. It drafts on buoyancy alone. Hot flue gas is lighter than room air, so it rises up the flue and out the roof. The draft hood adds dilution air and provides a relief opening so a momentary downdraft spills at the hood rather than snuffing the burner. It pulls combustion air from the room, so the space needs adequate combustion air. It's the cheapest and simplest, but it depends entirely on the building giving it good draft and enough air, which is exactly where it gets into trouble. Power vent. A blower mounted on top of the tank mechanically pushes the flue gas out, usually through PVC / plastic horizontally out a sidewall. Because a fan does the work, it doesn't need a tall vertical chimney and can vent through a long horizontal runner up through a wall. It still pulls combustion air from the room. The fan also means it needs electrical power. No power, no hot water. A pressure / proving switch confirms the blower is moving air before the gas valve opens, like a furnace inducer. Direct vent sealed combustion. A two-pipe, or concentric system. One pipe brings outside air directly to the sealed burner and the other carries flue gas back outside. The combustion chamber is sealed off from the room entirely, so it doesn't use or depend on room air, and it can't backdraft room air into the burner. Great for tight houses, confined spaces, and anywhere indoor air quality or depressurization is a concern. Power direct vent combines a sealed combustion intake with a power vent blower for long runs. In the field, choosing and troubleshooting. Identify the category by what's on top. Draft hood plus metal B vent equals atmospheric. A blower box plus plastic sidewall pipe equals power vent. Two pipes, or concentric pipe to the outdoors with a sealed chamber equals direct vent. Atmospheric. Verify draft and combustion air. With the burner running, the draft hood should pull, not spill. Test with a smoke source or back of your hand at the hood relief. Persistent spillage means poor draft. Confirm the room has the required combustion air openings. A tight mechanical closet starves it. Power vent. Check the blower, proving switch, and the run. No power equals dead unit. If it won't fire, confirm the blower runs and its pressure switch proves before the valve opens. Watch for a long / sagging plastic run, a block termination, or a plugged condensate point on the vent. Direct vent. Keep both pipes clear and the chamber sealed. A blocked intake or exhaust shuts it down. Confirm the sealed chamber gaskets are intact after any service. A breached seal defeats the sealed combustion safety. Common venting gotcha. An atmospheric water heater often shares a vent with a furnace. If a high-efficiency furnace gets swapped in and leaves the shared vent, the now orphaned water heater may be alone in an oversized vent that's too big to draft properly, leading to condensation and backdrafting. This is a classic CO trap. The vent has to be resized or the water heater revented. Normal values and targets. Atmospheric. Natural draft. Draft hood. B vent pitched up, combustion air from the room. Needs adequate combustion air openings. Power vent. Fan forced, plastic sidewall venting, room combustion air. Needs electrical power, proving switch interlocks the gas valve. Direct vent. Sealed combustion. Two pipe / concentric, outside combustion air, independent of room air / depressurization. Combustion air atmospheric / power vent. Sized per the fuel gas / mechanical code combustion air method, commonly about 1 in 2 of opening per 1000 BTU per hour for 2 opening, more for single opening. Confirm against the code and BTU input. Orphaned water heater risk. When an atmospheric heater is left alone on a vent sized for it plus a now removed furnace. Common faults and what they mean. Village / backdraft at an atmospheric draft hood to poor draft. Blocked / oversized flue. Cold chimney. House depressurization exhaust fans. Tight house or inadequate combustion air. CO hazard. Fix before returning to service. Power vent won't fire to no power. Blower not running, proving switch not closing, block termination, or sagging slash condensate filled plastic run. Direct vent shuts down to blocked intake or exhaust snow, debris, nest, or a breech chamber seal. Sooting slash CO present to combustion air starvation or a venting problem on a room air unit. Don't hand it back. Condensation slash corrosion in an old chimney after a furnace change to orphaned atmospheric heater in an oversized vent. Resize or revent. No hot water during a power outage on a power vent to buy design. The blower needs electricity. Tech tips and gotchas. The orphaned water heater trap is a real CO risk. Anytime a high-efficiency furnace replaces a common vented furnace, the leftover atmospheric water heater may no longer draft a vent sized for two appliances. Always reevaluate the vent sizing. Don't leave it. Atmospheric units depend on the building. Tight houses, big exhaust fans, and starved mechanical closets all rob draft and can backdraft a natural draft heater. When draft is marginal, a power vent or direct vent unit removes the building dependency. Power vent equals no power, no hot water. Set that expectation, and remember it interlocks like a furnace. Prove the blower or the gas won't open. Direct vent is the safe play for tight slash confined spaces. Sealed combustion can't backdraft room air and doesn't fight the house for air. It's the answer when depressurization or a small room is the problem. Always verify draft and check CO on atmospheric and power vent units after any service. It lights, isn't it vents? Safety slash code notes. Venting category, material, sizing, and termination follow the appliance slash vent listing and the fuel gas code venting provisions. The fuel gas code section 503. Match the vent to the appliance category. Never mix materials slash methods across categories. Combustion air for room air atmospheric slash power vent units is required and sized per the fuel gas slash mechanical code combustion air sections. A starved unit soothes and produces CO. A spilling or backdrafting unit is a carbon monoxide hazard. Confirm draft with a smoke source or analyzer and check CO before returning to service. Recommend working CO alarms. When reventing or orphaning an appliance on a common vent, the vent must be resized for the remaining appliance per the venting table slash listing. Leaving an oversized, poorly drafting vent is a code and safety violation.